Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, when life hits you with a problem, how do you react or respond to it? Problems are a natural part of life. You cannot live in this thing called life and not experience at least one problem. Now, there are some people who would try to have us to believe that they have never experienced a problem in their life. And you know what I say? By them communicating this idea, they reveal to us that they have a problem with lying or facing their own reality. Everybody has to deal with the problems that accompany living this thing we call life. From the cradle to the senior citizen, we all have to wade through the muddy waters of problems. Now, when we read God's word, which is the Bible, we observe that the persons found within its cover were not exempt from problems. And Dr. Hagee, I'm so glad that God did not hide from us the problems of those that he chose to use. If you take a cursory look through the scriptures, you will find people who experience problems. People like Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his own brothers. How about the prophet Jeremiah, who was thrown into a well? How about Joseph and Mary, who had to flee to Egypt with Jesus while he was an infant? How about Jesus himself, who was betrayed by his disciples? How about Peter and John, who were beaten for preaching the gospel? And how about the writer of our text, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this second letter to the Corinthian believers, who was beaten, left to die, and thrown into a Roman prison? My brothers and sisters, people in the Bible, throughout the Bible, had problems. So, what kind of problems have you had to deal with. Just take a moment and think about it. Have you had to deal with the problems of betrayal when your spouse walked out the door and called it quits on your marriage? Have you had to deal with the problem of sorrow when you had to stand by the casket of a loved one that had passed away? Have you had to deal with the problem of illness when you were told that you needed immediate surgery or that your illness was terminal? Have you had to deal with the problem of hard-headed and rebellious children who do the opposite of what they know are the right things to do? Have you had to deal with the problem of being unappreciated and taken for granted by those who live with you or those who are around you? Have you ever had to deal with the problem of low or no finances to cover the bills that keep showing up in the mail month after month? Have you had to deal with the problem of how you're going to put the next meal on your table to feed your family? Well, I might not have touched on your problem, but I do know that you and I can testify that I've had my share of ups and downs. I've had my share of problems. Am I right about it? And deacons, you know what I have discovered? I have discovered that just because I am a child of God, just because I am a pastor and a Christian, does not mean that I am giving a pass to bypass life's problems. And guess what? You don't have a pass either. Listen again to our scriptural text for today's message. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So the question must be asked, who, Pastor Wood, is writing these words? The answer is, it is the Apostle Paul. That's right. It's God's chosen apostle and servant. Well, who is he writing to? He is writing to the believers, the Christians in Corinth. All right, Pastor Wood, how do we know that he's writing to Christians or believers? Because in verse 7 and 8, Paul uses the term we. Paul, in essence, is telling the believers at Corinth that though he was God's chosen servant, that he still had problems just like they did. Paul says to them in verse 8 that we are hard pressed on every side. Now the word hard pressed means to be squeezed, oppressed, hedged in, or troubled. Is there anybody here watching or listening today who feel that your problems are squeezing the very life out of you? Paul is describing the daily reality of problems that create an ongoing pressure in life. Paul is talking about a situation that is filled with problems that will not go away. The words "on every side" expresses how there were problems in every possible way, at every place, and at every occasion. The Apostle Paul lets them know that even though they have to deal with the problem of being hard-pressed on every side, that they are not crushed. The word "crushed" here in the text means to be kept in a narrow, cramped space, to be continually distressed. In other words, Paul is making it clear that while trouble and problems may surround us, we do not have to be overwhelmed by them. In other words, we don't have to let our problems crush or diminish our faith. Paul says that we are perplexed, but not in despair. I'm just walking through the text. The word "perplexed" means to be at a loss, to be in doubt, not knowing or questioning. It is wondering which way to go, what to do, and what to say. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes problems cause us to wonder, which way do I go? Or what shall I do? But Paul tells us that even though problems come, we should not be in despair. To despair is to be hopeless, to have no confidence, no sense of security. Why, Paul, should we not feel that way? Because as Christians, we have hope. Tell the person beside you, we have hope. What is our hope? Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and, y'all know it. And I don't trust the Swedish frame, but I wholly, completely lean on Jesus' name. Paul says that we are persecuted, but not abandoned. Paul says that we are struck down, but not destroyed. And sometimes problems can knock us down. But Paul tells us, though we might get knocked down, we should not let our problems destroy us. Though sometimes problems knock us down, We know that we have been given the power to get back up again. Am I right about it? Well, as I prepare to close, why, Pastor Wood, are problems, why are they a reality of life? Why, Pastor, does God allow us to experience problems? If he's so much a God of love, he shouldn't allow us to have problems. You know, there are some folk right now who have turned away from God because they equated their problems as God should not have allowed this problem to happen to me. And since he allowed it to happen to me, that means he doesn't love me, he doesn't care about me, so I'm going to turn away from him. Can I talk to y'all this morning? Why? Why, if God loves me, Pastor Wood, why does he allow me to experience problems? Number one, the reason why God allows us to experience problems is because problems reveal who we really are. Many people, and I'm talking about church folk, try to hide their true selves through an act or some sort of mask that they create. But I have discovered that there is no way to hide every truth from every person. There's nothing like a problem to unearth the truth that lies beneath the surface of the facade we try to create. Problems reveal how spiritually deep you really are. Problems reveal if your walk is as good as your talk. See, while I'm around the saints, I can talk a good game. I can act like I got it going on and everything is hunky-dory. But when you ain't with the church crowd, and when problems show up, what do you do? Sometimes God allows problems to show up in our lives for us to get a good look at ourselves. Lest I keep you too long. Why does God, Pastor Wood, allow us to experience problems? I said, first of all, problems reveal who we really are. But secondly, God allows problems in our lives because problems help us draw closer to him. Now, come on, y'all. Come on. Some of us know that if it wasn't for the problems that showed up in our life, we would never have been in church. Some of us know that it was because of the problems that came up in our lives, it drew us to God. We end up doing that song, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help I know. Problems help us draw closer to God. It helps us to get our attention focused on God and not ourselves. Have you ever found relief from problems when you took your eye off your problem and put your eye on God? See, when you focus your attention on God, you see God bigger than your problem. And some of us, God allows that problem to come so he can say to us, I told you to trust in me, to cast all your care upon me, because I care for you and I want to show you and demonstrate my power. Okay, we going. Why, Pastor Wood, does God allow us to experience problems? Know why? Another reason is because problems produce character. Somebody say it with me. Problems produce character. What is character? Character is who we are when no one else is looking. Character is what we have when we lose everything else. Problems can develop character within our lives. Problems accelerate the development of character. And so God allows some problems because he wants to produce character in us. He wants us to live holy lives in the dark as well as in the light. Tell your neighbor, character. Okay, as I prepare to close this message, Paul tells the Corinthian believers, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. What is the treasure that Paul opens this passage with? Paul clearly tells the Corinthian believers that the treasure they have is the power of God in their lives. Oh, Lord, y'all, that's a weak. Y'all must not have heard. Let me say it again. Paul is telling the Corinthians the treasure in the jar, and you know, this ain't nothing but a jar. The treasure is really the power of God that is in us. Oh, Lord. God's power surpasses every other power in the world and in the universe. God's power strengthens us when we are weak. God's power gives us the power to be patient during problems and trials. God's power helps us to stand against the wiles of the devil. And God's power keeps us from stumbling and from falling. And where is that power? It's in us. Tell the person you're sitting beside, you have treasure in you. You have the power of God. And since God's power is in me, there is nothing that can overcome and overwhelm His power. So that means that even with the problems of life, that if His power is living in me, then I'm going to win. I'm going to be victorious. Lord, have mercy. I don't have to let my problems get the best of me, because God's power is on the inside. And with the power and person of God in our lives, we can handle life's problems. You know what one of the biggest tricks of the enemy is? One of the biggest tricks of the enemy is to try to come against our minds with a spirit of forgetfulness. The enemy wants us to forget who we are and who's living within us. But when the devil comes against you and when problems surge in, you need to tell the enemy, look, I've got treasure in me. I've got the power of God in me, and I shall overcome. Come on, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. The scripture says like this, we are more than conquerors through Christ, His presence in us. But we have to remember, we have to remember, we have to remember. Some of us need to pray, Holy Spirit, help me to remember who I am and whose I am. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Why you say that, Pastor Wood? Because I think and I believe that the overthrow of Donald Trump and his crazy administration can only happen when the people of God call upon he who is within us and ask him to show forth his power and his strength. Leon, you might remember this. When I wrote the final line to my message, the Lord put this song in my spirit. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When dark troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Y'all ever hear that? Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When dark troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. One more time, one more time. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When dark troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. And you know what? That makes the devil, the enemy of God, mad. Especially when he opens up the floodgate of troubles on you and problems, and you still say, hallelujah, anyhow.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.